you have a dirty job to do and you keep putting it off because you don't want to get dirty? For all you new mamas, you can't ignore a dirty diaper. That's a dirty job that just can't wait. But what about all the other dirty jobs around the house? For me, it's taking out the trash, a sink full of greasy dishes, cleaning the bathrooms, or helping my daughter clean her guinea pig cage. But all of those jobs, you can see and smell the immediate results. You know they've been done. But what about the dirty jobs you do that no one ever notices? Those are the ones that are easy to ignore. I cleaned out the roller brush on my little robot vacuum. I sat on the floor, took the pieces out, got the scissors to cut through the random strings and hair, wiped out and even vacuumed out all the nooks. I then put it back together and ran it for about an hour. It needed to be cleaned out, but even after taking the time to do it, no one would have ever known I did it. While the vacuum obviously worked better and then ran more efficiently, I could have kept delaying to do the dirty work of cleaning it out. The things we see that get dirty, those are more obvious that they need to be cleaned. It's the quick blitz before family comes over for the holidays. Throw it all in a closet and just keep going. But we know it's the work that lies beneath the surface, what we can't see that can be so easy to ignore. What dirt lies beneath the surface of our own life? Day by day, there can be a buildup of sin and choices made that remains hidden. Even if we are plugged in to a faith community where discipleship and accountability are taking place, we can get really good at hiding our dirt and junk, can't we? Oh, but friend, all things will come into the light eventually. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. These are the last two verses of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Solomon, the king of Israel, and one of the wisest men to ever live, had learned that everything this life and world has to offer is meaningless unless God is acknowledged and in the center of it. The pursuit of happiness and fulfillment and meaning apart from God can lead us down some dirty paths, leaving stains on our heart and hidden corners filled with shame and regret. Solomon reminds us in verse 14 that every hidden thing, good or bad, will be judged. If you think you're good, take a Ten Commandment refresher course. Yes, those still matter. Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it for us, Matthew 5:17, because it was too much for us to bear. Here's the good news, 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus was and is enough. He paid the very high price for our sin, shame, and dirt. It was by no means free. He gave his life for you and for me so that through him we might be saved. That's the truth. My sin was too much of a dirty job for me to handle on my own. Yours is too. You just may not see it. Shine the light of truth on your heart and your life and allow the love of Jesus in to wash you clean and make you brand new. That kind of clean will be something the world around you sees. I'm Lori Klein.